Proclamation number 048 of 23rd of May, 1938. Explanatory note to number 410. Thus walking on earth is nothing more than a transition into the eternal regions, and again it is man himself who determines his own condition in those regions. If he has spent his life on earth in constant striving for spiritual goods, he will never have to fear that life in the other world will be a burden for him. He will never have to fear the hour of death and will only leave the valley of the earth to swap it for heavenly realms, which will appear incomparably lovely to him. But the inner return to God must have taken place. The union with the highest being must have proceeded if man is to reach this state of mind, which guarantees him a complete dissolving of his covering. In the other case, however, the human shell will not separate so easily from the soul. Although the soul has left its earthly body, it is still not free. The spirit's covering still clings to it. It is not completely free, but still prevented by the same fetters as on earth to be able to swing freely up into higher regions, and this state will then be the same as the state on earth, because the soul in the beyond still walks in the same ignorance and obduracy. It is often unconscious that it has already left the earthly valley. Therefore your spirit always finds the sphere equal to itself, and when the soul has already reached the state of maturity on earth, then it also, at the time of bodily death, immediately enters light-filled spheres. It then does not first have to go the endlessly long way of struggle in the hereafter, which is similar to that of the earth, but cannot be overcome as easily as on earth. Do not fall therefore into the temptation to believe that over there the possibility still remains for you to mature the soul. This is far more difficult, and unspeakably remorseful as the recognition of the unused time on earth. So it is always more advisable to remember the hereafter with horror as an unfinished being and then to restlessly strive for the greatest possible perfection already on earth, than to indulge in inertia in the hope that one can make up for what has been missed here. Life on earth with all its misery and suffering is nothing compared to the struggle of such imperfect souls in the hereafter. For you are not given such possibilities as on earth. Your struggle will be far more difficult until all human earthly things have completely separated from your spirit and then your spirit has reached the degree that it can be absorbed into a new kingdom of light. Thus it is to be understood that the state of the human is passed on to the soul until it has reached the degree of maturity determined for it. Amen.